We've also got a pretty big congressional race that's going on in the Dallas area. Of course, Colin Allred, he's running as the Democratic nominee for Senate against Ted Cruz. So that means his House seat is open. State Representative Julie Johnson, the Democratic nominee. We have reached out to her campaign to join us for an interview. Have not heard back. We'll get her on if we do. But right now, her Republican challenger, Daryl Day, small business owner, has been active in the local Republican Party for years. He joins us right now on KRLD. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We are doing great. How are you doing? How's the campaign doing?
The campaign's going really well. We have over 300 volunteers, and they are hitting it hard. It's just a great grassroots effort. And our volunteers are out phone banking and block walking and poll greeting and just a great group of people to work with. So it's been a lot of fun.
You know, this seat for the longest time was Republican. Then the kind of the district was redrawn and Colin Allred flipped it blue. How are you thinking you're going to be able to flip it back? And are there any challenges with the new district?
There's really two important ways. One is that when Colin Allred beat Pete Sessions, 100,000 Republicans in the district stayed home that day. So we just have to entice them to get back out. Secondly, we've got a really strong message to independents and moderates that we have a common-sense businessman running to be the representative, and that's the job title, right, representative, as opposed to somebody who's an activist who is just pushing for their own personal agenda. And frankly, that's one problem that we have in Congress right now. We've got people shouting across the aisle and fighting for their own personal agendas instead of working to represent the American people. And that's what I plan to do, is represent everybody in the district.
Are the boundaries of this district the same as they were 2 years ago, roughly?
The boundaries are the same. The boundaries are the same. But the opponent is real different. I mean, Colin Allred was much more of a moderate, much more of a middle-of-the-road candidate, at least in perception. And Julie Johnson is a much farther left, much more radical, flame-throwing kind of candidate than Colin Allred was.
Your positions, what would you say to constituents, people who live in District 32, who say that your positions are too conservative?
Well, I don't think people are going to be offended by us defending our southern border and keeping crime and keeping fentanyl and keeping human trafficking out of CD 32. I mean, you ask every family out there and they want safe neighborhoods, and our position is pretty commonsensical. We want a physical border, or physical barrier rather, at the border, and we want we want immigration. We want legal immigration. In fact, we want to make legal immigration easier, because we want to pull the best and the brightest from around the world. We want to attract the best engineering minds from around the world. But right now we have such a difficult, painful, expensive, time-consuming immigration process for legal immigration. So we want to make that easier to attract, you know, the best and the brightest, like I said, while making illegal immigration, people that are cutting across the line, that are just waltzing across the Rio Grande, we want to make that much, much harder.
Daryl, thanks so much. We really appreciate the time. I know it's very busy, just a few days before the election, but thanks so much. Daryl Day, he's running for Congress, 32nd District of Texas. That's Colin Allred's old district. Daryl Day, a Republican candidate in that race, with us on KRLD. And again, we've reached out to the Democrat, Representative Julie Johnson, have not heard back from her.